What's good? Zimbabwe muhle lingali chona njani mthwakazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle kwazi why Muriye Zimbabwe. If you tuned in right now, you tuned in to Live Talk Muriye Zimbabwe, coming to you live from Studio 7, a Voice of America in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, the 29th of April, 2021. Muriye Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Ove.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Once again... Once again, Muriye Zimbabwe, lingali chona njani mthwakazo muhle. If you tuned in right now, welcome to Live Talk. Tonight on Live Talk, we're going to be touching on several different things, amongst them being the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe. We're also going to be looking at the high increase in the usage of illicit drugs amongst the nascent youth, which has led to several families being torn apart. And lastly, we're going to be touching on the address by President Joe Biden last night, following his completion of 100 days in office.
Yes, Mike, and going back to COVID-19 and the pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health says as of yesterday, April the 28th, 2021, Zimbabwe had 38,191 confirmed cases of COVID-19, including 35,517 recoveries, and unfortunately, some sad news, 1,565 deaths since the pandemic started in March last year. And to date, looking at the COVID-19 vaccination program, which is now in phase two, there are to date 388,021 people who have been vaccinated against COVID-19.
Well, that's correct, Muriye Zimbabwe, as you can hear there. Now, according to government, Zimbabwe aims to ensure that at least 60% of the population has received the COVID-19 vaccine, reaching what they call herd immunity. That means over 10 million people. The target is to reach over 10 million people receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, the idea being to curb the spread of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Yes, and coming back here to the United States, we saw last night the United States President Joe Biden addressing Congress last night, highlighting some of the successes he has accomplished in his first 100 days in office, especially his gains against COVID-19 and the COVID-19 vaccination program. At the beginning of his speech, he said history was being made as he is the first American president to introduce a female vice president in Congress. He went on to task Vice President Kamala Harris to lead some of the initiatives he hopes to implement as president.
Well, Muriye Zimbabwe, as you're hearing there, without wasting time, let us head over to a video that we have, courtesy of our Voice of America, of what happened yesterday as President Joe Biden addressed the nation.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States.
It still has pageantry, but due to the pandemic, President Joe Biden's address to the joint session of Congress was attended by only 200 people instead of the usual 1,600. His main message to the American people, that democracy and government can still deliver.
We're vaccinating the nation. We're creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. We're delivering real results to people. They can see it, feel it in their own lives. Opening doors of opportunity, guaranteeing some more fairness and justice.
Biden pitched his $1.8 trillion American Families Plan to expand education and child care, financed partly through taxing wealthy Americans. That's on top of the $2.3 trillion infrastructure package he announced in March.
The American Jobs Plan is a blue-collar blueprint to build America.
Biden delivered his speech later than most presidents, not only because he wanted to prioritize the country's massive vaccination campaign, but also due to security concerns. Just 4 months ago, supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed Congress to try to overturn Biden's victory.
The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
Now Biden is pitching his agenda to all Americans, including Trump supporters.
He was packaging his policies as patriotic competitiveness. Who could be against that? Packaging his infrastructure bill as the American Jobs Plan and talking repeatedly about jobs. Again, Who could be against those types of things?
Biden renewed his call for gun legislation and, amid a surge of migrants at the border, urged Congress to pass his immigration bill. On foreign policy, Biden highlighted troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the nuclear threat from North Korea and Iran, and pushing back against Russian aggression. He warned that Chinese President Xi Jinping is deadly earnest about turning China into the most consequential nation in the world, and that adversaries are betting on the polarization in American society.
They look at the images of the mob that assaulted the Capitol as proof that the sun is setting on American democracy.
First Lady Jill Biden did not bring guests to highlight the president's agenda, as is the norm. Instead, she hosted them virtually, including an immigrant nurse, a gun control advocate, and a transgender teen. Tim Scott, the only black Republican senator, delivered his party's rebuttal, playing down Biden's pandemic efforts.
Thanks to Operation Warp Speed and the Trump administration, our country is flooded with safe and effective vaccines.
For the first time, two women flanked an American president during his address to Congress, Vice President Kamala Harris and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, second and third in line of succession, respectively, marking a historical milestone in U.S. politics. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was a package there, basically explaining what happened yesterday, whereby President Joe Biden was addressing Congress, was addressing Americans, as he updated on what he's been able to accomplish in his first 100 days in office.
Yes, and Mike, going back to Zimbabwe, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues globally, there are reports of a high increase in the number of youths taking illicit drugs in Zimbabwe. Some of the drugs of choice, to name a few, are Mutoriro, Dombo, Guka, cough medications, Brongo, and Musombodia, a toxic drink that is sold very cheaply in Zimbabwe. The issue of drug abuse is mainly in the urban areas, with a few reports coming in from the rural areas.
That's right, Muriel Zimbabwe. And of course, the director of the Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network, Wilson Box, is going to be joining us soon. I told Studio 7 that the biggest issue concerning the drug abuse increase in amongst the youth in Zimbabwe has increased significantly. In actual fact, Studio 7 spoke to some of these youths, and they've accredited this to several different things, amongst them being the increase in unemployment in the country, and of course, poverty, which has led to several of them figuring out, you know what, it might be better for them to take drugs.
And according to the Herald newspaper, they reported that last week, the Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati said police were aware of the drug problem in the country and raided some drug dealers in Chitungwiza, Mabuku, Epworth, Ziwarasekwa, Glenora, Mufakose, Southview and Highfields, and arrested some of the dealers.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, those are the discussions that we're going to be having Nasim Chirongwa tonight on our program. What are your views on the issues? If you're looking to join us, don't forget you can text your number. You can write your number on our three Facebook pages on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. Ilolu tabesilalo namhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwabesifazana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Mthokazo muhle Zimbabwe muhle. Namhlanje kuhlelo siqhubekela phambili sikhangela phela okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngokumemetheka kwegcikwane le COVID-19. Sikhangela njalo okwenzakalayo elizweni, siyabona ukuthi inani labantu abasakhulayo abakhanya ngani sebethatha izidakamizwa lilokhe liqhubekela phambili likhuphuka elizweni. Sizaxoxa ngcwethi ezitshiyeneyo abakumsebenzi etshiyeneyo, sihlolisise lolu daba so that we properly understand ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni, kungani abantu abasakhulayo sebebona ngani kulula ukuthi kungcono rather ukuthi bathathe izidakamizwa, kuyini udaba lolu lokuthi akusela misebenzi, udaba lolu lokuthi isimo somnotho silokhe siqhubekela phambili sigugudeka, asazi. Ingcwethi zizangena kuhlelo bazasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni. Kodwa sike saxoxa lomunye ozangena njalo namhlanje kuhlelo, umnumzana Wilson Box, ochasise ukuthi hayi, ngombono wakhe njengengcwethi ubona ngani udubo lolu lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni lwenza ukuthi hayi, inani labantu abasakhulayo they get bored, sebe ababona ngani ngungcono bathathe idakamizwa. Bakhona njalo abanye abazama ukuexperimenta bexoxa labangani babo, abangani bebakhuthaza ukuthi bathathe idakamizwa, okuthiwa ngesiNgisi i-peer pressure. So bazangena kuhlelo bazasichasisela okuningi. Mava.
Aiwa, kune vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa pano nemuswe china pachirongwa chemadzimai tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Nhasi tine gango tichange tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 iro riri kushupa pasi rose. Tichitarisa kuti munyika pari zvino bazi rezveutano rakazivisa iro kuti nezuro parakaverenga kuti vanhu vakabatwa nechirwere ichi checovid-19 kubvira gore rapfuura vamira sei, vawanda sei pari zvino. Vari kuti ivo pari zvino pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 38,191 vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19. Uyezve pane avo vakabatwa nedenda iri pane vanhu vakakunda denda iri vanosvika ivo 35,517. Asi kwozouyawo zvakare vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri vakatadza kurikunda vari panhamba inoti iyo 1,565. Tozotarisa kuti munyika pari zvino neimo muno muamerica pane chirongwa chekubaya nhomba dzecovid-19. Saka muzimbabwe pari zvino mune vanhu 388,021 vakabayiwa nhomba idzi dzecovid-19 pasi pechirongwa chephase 2. Saka tichange tiri kukurukura zvakare tichitarisa isu zvakaitika imo muno muamerica nezuro apo mutungamiri wenyika yeamerica vajoe biden vakawanikwa ivo vachitaura waro hwavakaita mumazuva zana kana kuti 100 apfuura vachitaura ivo kuti vakange vari kufadzwa nemabatiro avakaita denda rechirwere checovid-19 uyezve nekubayisa vanhu nhomba. Vari kutaura kuti vakakwanisa kuti pave nevanhu 200 million imo muno muamerica vakabayiwa nhomba iyoyi yecovid-19. Vakataura zvakare kuti vanga vari kufara kuti ivo ndivo vanova watingati mutungamiri wekutanga kuti akwanise kunge achiwana iye achiteedzerwa nemudzimai Vice President Kamala Harris. Zvekuti pavakatanga kunge vachitaura chirongwa chavo vakabva vataura ivo kuti hapana mumwe mutungamiri akambopinda imomo mucongress akakwanisa kuti awanikwe iye achiti ari kuwanikwa achiintroducer mudzimai savice president. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti speaker vehouse of assembly kana kuti iyoyo congress pari zvino mudzimai zvakare amai Nancy Pelosi. Saka vakati izvi zviri kuvafadza uyezve vakati amai Kamala Harris vachange vaine zvimwe zvirongwa zvavachange vachitungamira munguva inotevera. Takaona zvakare vachitaura zvizhinji zvavanga vari kutaura iyo kudyidzana kwavari kuda kuita nedzimwe nyika. Vakataura ivo pamusoro pechina nerussia neukama hwavo uyezve vakataura zvakare kuti vachadzokera kuzvibvumirano zveclimate change. Vakataura pamusoro peimmigration, vakataura ivo zvakawanda vachitaura kuti waro hwavo ndevekuti imo muno muamerica munhu wese awanikwe iye kana achishanda achipiwawo mari inoenderana nemararamiro ake. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavakataura, asi nyaya huru iri pano, nyaya yanetsa pari zvino apo nyika iri kurwisa denda irori recovid-19 munyika yeZimbabwe inyaya yevana vechidiki vari kutora zvinodhaka. Vana ava vari kunzi ivo vari kutora zvinhu zvakadai sebronco, musombodhiya, goka nezvimwe zvakawanda wanda. Tichange tiine nyanzvi ipo pano hadzichange dziri kukurukura nesu tichinzwa kuti zviri kumbofamba sei. Ndiri kutonzwa kuti nyanzvi yedu yekutanga mukoma Wilson Box varipo ipo pano. Saka regai tivachingamidze vanyatsoti waniko tichizeya navo kuti chii chiri kuitika panyaya yedambudziko rasangana nenyika, dambudziko rekuti vana vari kutora zvinodhaka. Tinokuchingamidzai muchirongwa mukoma Wilson Box. Aiwa taswera, mungatitsananguro sare organization yenyu uyezve kuti zvii zvamuri kuona panyaya yekutorwa kwezvinodhaka nevechidiki munyika.
Ichokwadi, vakawanda vana vadiki vedu vari kutora zvinodhaka kunyanyanya drug rinonzi iro crystal meth, rinozikanwa nemadunhuwa kuti izvo guka makafela kana kuti mutoriro. Drug iri ranetsa muZimbabwe especially kune vapana vedu vechidiki, and besides iro drug iri kune mamwewo madrugs ari kutorwa nevana Atingati izvo ivo kune bronze clear which is mushonga wechikosoro asi mune codeine inodhaka. Toitawo mama drugs dzakaita sema diazepam, koita mangemba, mamapiritsa arangaitorwa nevana vechidiki muZimbabwe. Tirikutotya kuti possibly we are losing the generation.
Mukati chii chiri kuita kuti vana vawanikwe vachitora zvinodhaka izvi uyezve vari kuzviwana kupi?
Vatana vazhinji muchakuzvidzidzo yatakaita especially tichitaura nemasupport groups edu because Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network tine masupport groups edu muZimbabwe. Chekutanga vanotizvo issue yeidleness, kushaya zvekutoita zvachose zviri kuita kuti vapfana vange vachipedzisira vangotorawo zvinodhaka izvozvi. And kuitawo mama issues inyaya dzekuti dzimba dzavari kubva vamwe vacho idzimba dzatingati pachirungu broken homes or broken families, zviri kuita kuti vapfana vange vachitora kuti zvinodhaka. And madrugs edu aya munongozivawo maborders edu eZimbabwe they are porous, maborders hazina kunyatsochengeteka zvakanaka. Saka tichikuwana mama drugs achibvaiwo zvakaita senyika dzakaita seMozambique uyezve South Africa kunyanya nyanya mutoriro watinotiwo crystal meth kana kuti guka makafela. Saka vapfana vedu vakuwara vaparara.
Tombotarisa kuti tanzwa Inspector Paul Nyati vachitaura ivo nebepanhaure Herald vachiti vakakwanisa kuenda kune dzimwe nzvimbo vachienda kunowanikwa ivo vachisunga vamwe vanhu vari kusupplya kana kuti vari kuunza zvinodhaka izvi. Pane zvamungazivi here pamusoro penyaya iyo?
Ya, ichokwadi kuti vari kusupplya, ichokwadi kuti vari kusungwa. Asi isiso Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network tinenge tichiti izvo dai vanga vanyatsobatsira vari kuashanisa madrugs acho because tingati izvo pachirungu mavictims evanhu vari kusupplya iwayo. Asi ichokwadi kuti izvo mapurisa edu eZimbabwe Republic Police vari kusunga ivo vakomana nevasikana vari kusupplya madrugs iwayo. Aiwa, vari kuchema mapurisa ari kuitawo basa ravo.
Mike.
Mr. Box, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Fortunately for us, this program is trilingual, so I'm going to need you to slightly touch on that in English so that everybody else understands here. There seems to be this whole discussion, an increase in the amount of young people that are taking these illicit drugs in the country. My first question that I'd like to understand is there a relationship between the COVID-19 pandemic and the increase in the amount of young people that have taken drugs over the past year or so?
Yeah, it is very true. There is actually a relationship between the COVID-19 lockdown and also a sudden increase in the use of illicit drugs. We have seen crystal meth, guka makafela or mtoriro in the local language, increasing. That is the usage. So you find out that during that time when, you know, people were actually in their homes, there was a lockdown, yes, it appeared that there was actually an underground network, which now started supplying, you know, this illicit drug to most of our youth in Zimbabwe. To the extent that, you know, the effects has been so much very detrimental. We've seen young people, you know, dying, you know, out of this drug, and some of them actually having mental health challenges. So it's actually a challenge.
All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. I hear we have our second guest, Mavalasa. So let's head over to him, Mr. Mthandazo Ndlovu, who's joining us. He is the founder of Reach Abides Trust, another one. He seems very knowledgeable on these discussions here. Mr. Ndlovu, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
I'm great. Nantu tabaluko nekutwini. I would like you to explain ngolumi luka mama lapha okwenzakalayo elizweni. Siyezwa ngempela ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo bakhanya ngani inani labantu abasakhulayo likhanya ngani selikhuphuka in terms of abantu abathatha idakamizo elizweni. Kahle kahle bengicela ukuchazisela abalaleli ukuthi what exactly is going on elizweni? Kungani abantu abasakhulayo baqhubekela phambili bethatha idakamizo?
Ya kuyinto enkulu esiyethusa laba sishiyayo le siziluka indaba yakhona iqatha kakhulu into ama-tax okwizinto zabo sibili nansebevuka ngawo ethone ngawo indaba ekhona yena leyo ngiyathola ukuthi ukuthatha kwezinto zankhona athola ukuthi kule-lot of ignorance ekuthatheni izinto zinalezo ngoba nanzekela ukuthi ama effects ababoni ukuthi into lezi zigcina kwenza umuntu wabantu.
So, okay. Engifisa ukuzwisisa mnumzana siyezo abantu bekhala besithi elizweni akulamali. Abatsha bayakhala besithi elizweni akulamsebenzi. Kodwa inani labathatha idakamizwa sikhangela idakamizwa zangkhona abo cocaine, i-cocaine ibiza imali eningi. Imali yokuthatha yokuthenga zonke lezi zinto bayithathaphi?
Yebo, uzothola ukuthi abantu kuthatha imali balazo kuleli lizwe leli. Ngendlela abathatha ngayo idakamizwa because all these drugs are expensive civilly. But uyathola futhi ezithayela izinto zonalezo. When you ask yourself ukuthi where are they getting the money? But uzothola ukuthi abantwana laba into eziningi bayatshontsha izinto endlini. Bethengisa izinto ezisendlini. So uyathola ukuthi ingasela lutho kodwa ungakwazi ukuthi into zakho nezihambisana. Those are part of kumele ukuthi zinto ezithi. Sebe singasela ukuthi bayatshontsha ezindlini bethengisa so that they buy their own drugs.
Wathi ngikubamba umlomo sizwe ukuthi uMr Box yena what does he have to say. Mr Box, one question that I'd like to pose to you and then we'll go to Marvelous that I just asked Mr Mthandazo Ndlovu here is when we're looking at the drugs that these young people are consuming, some of these drugs are very, very expensive on the market. When we talk about something like cocaine, that's not something very cheap to access. So considering the fact that a lot of young people are saying they don't have jobs, a lot of young people are saying the state of the economy is going down, and that's one of the reasons that's leading to them taking these drugs, where are they finding the money to buy these drugs?
So thank you so much for such a question. The issue of cocaine is not just found anywhere, anyhow. In Zimbabwe, what you've got to understand is that cocaine is normally found in the low affluent suburbs, whereby we've got the youth, you know, we've got parents with the money, so they can afford that. And then in the lower rung of the society, that is where we stay in the ghettos, there is a cocktail of new psychoactive substances. That is where you find drugs like crystal meth coming into play. So cocaine, you actually find it in the lower density suburbs. And then crystal meth, mtoriro, guka, makafela, you actually find it in areas like Mbare, Highfield, Mpakos, and Zivarasekwa, where it's actually sold cheaply. So now when you actually try to find out where these young people are getting the money to get cocaine, just bear in mind that cocaine, you actually find it in the lower density suburbs, and also where the parents are affluent. And then in the lower rungs of our society, that's where you find things like crystal meth. You also find things like marijuana. You find things like diazepam, you know. That's how the situation is according to our studies and also according to the experiences in our support groups.
Marvelous.
And to talk to you about the money, what do you want to pay for the money? Kwatingati kuma low density chete kana kuma high density chete asi kune avo vanowana vatingati vaive vari affluent zviri kumbonyatsofamba sei pane kuti ava vanotenga izvi here kana kuti zvine zvifamba sei pa
naita baza zvimazela kuZimbabwe kuno kuti nevanhu vane mari ikoko kunowana cocaine zvishuwa ende vana veko vanokwanisa kutoitenga nekubhuza vana vari kubhiwa mari nemaparenti avo kwozoita kuno kumbare haisii dzimupfako zimudzivarasireka kwatinogara ndokunoonekwa atinotiwo maadulterated drugs pachirungu whereby mutoriro vakomana vanogona kungoita kana mudemi votenga vachiita se vachisvuta. And then you come on go to more my drugs that not touching my new psychoactive substances. But when you can go to a can go mix some experience of a wonder one that's really sick. As he does it, it's darker. Like, for example, I think my hands when he has the Varutora jelly in my diapers. We just think a boiler and then they drink the whatever the liquid that comes out of it. Saka ndozviri kuitika kunoko wakaona vana vehaidhindi sebhabhu vachirova iyo yatinoti yecocaine iyi its either vapiwa nevana vanenge vachibva kunomalodhini sebhabhu vondiwo vanokwanisa kuita sekuve afoda kuno kumahaidhindi inodhura zvisingaitiri.
Ndinoshuvira kuti takamirira amai Holland timbonzwawo izwi remadzimai kuti muri kuona zviri kuitika izvi zviri kufamba sei, zviri kuwanikwa here zvichipunza dzimba kana kuti zvakamira sei. Ndikuona mai Sekai Holland vari kuti vakamirira kuti vafonerwe, vari kuda kupindawo pachirongwa. Saka producer kana manzwa tifonerewa mai Holland titaure navo timbonzwa izwi remadzimai. Asi toenda kwamuri vabox kuti zviri kuwanikwa zvichimira sei zvinopa hukama hwevana navana mai vavo navana baba vavo, nokuti takamboverenga imwe nyaya yakaitika kuborode uko kwemukomana akawanikwa iye achibatana namai vake vakauraya mumwe mwana wepamba ipapo akange ari kushungurudza mai ava achida mari yekutenga madrugs iwaya. Zvakamira sei?
Iyaya inosungurisa sistema velas nekuti isusu kuZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network tiri kurisivha a minimum of 15 calls a day dziri kubva kumaparents ari kuchema nevana vari kushandisa ivo watinoti pachirungu vailicit drugs. Saka situation aina kumira zvakanaka. Isu seZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network tiri kukurudzira kuti dai nyika yedu zvichisanganisira hurumende yedu, vagari vemuZimbabwe nevamwewo mainterested stakeholders dai taisa musoro wedu pamwe chete tatarisa kuti iwo malaws ari kutarisa nyaya dzemadhlana achiri kuseva here purpose yavo kana kuti there is need to reform the drug laws so that they actually serve the purpose especially in this 21st century. Nekuti find out kuti izvo vapfana vari kushandisa madrugs they are victims asi vari kuasupplya right the big fish vari kuswera vachifamba nemamota akanaka mabenzi machii vana vedu vekugeto vachitambura naivo madrugs. Saka Zimbabwe ngatibatanei panyaya yemadrugs iyi tione kuti taita here mapublic rehabilitation centers anosapotwawo negovernment akachipa kuitira kuti vana vedu vange vachinorapwa vachitariswawo. Ndo maonero andinozviita hangu sistema velas.
Mr. Box, let me hold you for 1 second and take Umthandazo, and then we're going to have our other guest joining us, Mrs. Holland. But first, I'd like to hear something from Umthandazo. Umthandazo, awungene kuhlelo okwamafitshane. There's uke waxoxa with one of our stringer reporters, and you were talking about the whole discussion behind rehabilitation in Zimbabwe. Walk us through that whole procedure. Do you think that the whole rehabilitation process in Zimbabwe is effective right now?
Currently, with the rehabilitation facility, what is there? You know, they're using the Mental Health Act. Mm-hmm. And so that becomes a danger to any person who's going through that process. Because the issue of rehabilitation is remove the stuff that the person has in the body. Do not put any other substance on the body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so for you to do that, you actually need what we call the drug bomb supplement. Uh-huh. Then you also need to put the person through a sauna, whereby the person is then heated and the stuff comes out of the person. Uh-huh. So you cannot just give any drug to a drug addict. No, you can't. Uh-huh. The person really has to see a rehab specialist. And unfortunately, I'm the only rehab specialist that is there currently. Uh-huh. And my call is let us send more people so that we do the right thing. Because what's happening is people are then sent on the other side because a person wants to have a mental problem, mm-hmm. but he has got drug psychosis, mm-hmm. you see. And then you take that on and say, no, it's now a mental patient. Then I won't buy any with them. Then creeps with arms level residents, such a mental patient all along the way. Whereas if it was somebody, these are drugs. Mm-hmm. Because we've got persons that are even taken in Torino. Mm-hmm. People are saying Torino cannot be taken at us. I've heard about 10 cases, which I have dealt with, and the people are coming out safe. The issue of not sleeping and what is actually slides up or to give the person a drug bomb and then put them through a sauna. Mm-hmm. And currently it isn't cheaper because we are just getting the supplements at that much and trying to give the people at a low price so that they actually do the save the person process. Because we're crying out to the government that the government has to put AMA rehab centers in every area of Zimbabwe so that something can be done on these kids that have got drug issues. I think 2019 I highlighted to you that there are 10 some of these girls that are not being used into rehab centers. Mm-hmm. We do AMA day calls. People call there. And then there's a rehab specialist that speaks to them and helps them come off the drugs. Mm-hmm. Because the issue is those things have to come out of the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you, and then we're going to come back to you shortly. Marvelous, I hear we have Mrs. Holland joining us on the line. Go ahead.
Mrs. Holland, if you can just tell us, I understand you said that your organization has partnered with the Acadia community in the fight against drug abuse. Please tell us a little bit more about what you're doing.
Well, it's a new partnership inside the Zimbabwe Women in Politics and Peace Building. We have got to partner Parents Against Drug Abuse, which was founded by a war veteran who is a nurse called Tandiwe Gulube, who lost her son to drug abuse herself. Mm-hmm. Basically, what we are now doing with Acadia is to get our strong points on both sides between their situation in Acadia, which is an inner city suburb, where they want to call themselves colored. Mm-hmm. And we work in high-density areas. Basically, it's a new program which hangs around the Boy Child Project and the Girl Child Project, where we have got a four-part educational program in peace building. And we start with getting the people who are drug dependent moving forward together with peace, so peace with justice in our programming. So basically, the health and the mental health wellness are connected with skill training, so that when you say to people, don't do one thing, you should really make them understand there is something they have to do. And we bring in Ubuntu values that whoever eats must produce, and whoever produces must learn a skill. So we just get boys and girls learning income-generating skills like we did in the old women's club. What's interesting is that we are now doing sustainable entrepreneurship, green entrepreneurship, which gets children understanding about climate change and that their business is home-based because of COVID-19. Have to be actually for making money, to buy food, to buy the necessities that keep your body healthy. Mm-hmm. The focus is on health. Mm-hmm. We also have a third part with Acadia, where they have their own international partners, and we have ours. And we are combining those to focus on that the problems in Zimbabwe are not peculiar to Zimbabwe, they are global. Mm-hmm. And once children understand that, they really do change. Our group has just sent two of our university students to AU Youth Leadership Program in Victoria Falls last week. And the Boy Child Project from our organization won the Best Delegate Award. It voted in by all the 50 delegates, the observers, the ones who are actually the organizers. And they put up such a powerful case on what we are doing. Our Boy Child Project won the award for 2021. We want to get people out of feeling isolated in the pockets of poverty and to bring them out into the wider society, into the wider community of the world, so that they understand that they are part of their own society, their own family, their own world.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Holland there. Mike, I'll toss it over to you so we can go back to our other two gentlemen, unless if you've got a question for Mike.
I do have a question for her. Mrs. Holland, sikhangela uhlelo lolwephada. Could you explain to abalaleli bethu ukuthi kahle kahle luthuthukisa njani impilo zabantu abasakhulayo ikakhulukazi in the areas that you're working?
Okay. Sinanga kukhangela abontanga. Ibona ngani sibayekelele kakhulu lapha eZimbabwe ngoba ubunzima obunapha ngokomuntu wonke kodwa ngombono wethu thina Zimbabwe Women in Politics and Peace Building, which is a part of the Zimbabwe Peace Building Initiative Network Team. Sibona ngani kakwenzakalanga okwenza esintwini ukuthi umntwana nxa ebelethwa ubelethelwa ukuba ngumuntu wabantu ofunda ukuthi yena ulokwenza ngokuhamba kuhle kwembuli ngoba imbuli yiyo indawo lapho azakhulela khona, azafunda khona, azaba ngumuntu ozasuka khonapho la esiyakwenza umuzi wakhe. Thina senza ukuthi abantwana babe lomoya wokuzwisisa khonokho ngoba hayi into zinzima lapho. So into esiyenza kakhulu yikuthi sibonisane ukuthi okwezandla kasisaphithi ngokwabomama kuphela. Senza ama-clubs awabomama athwale ama-clubs abontanga besebenza njengabantwana abafana besebenza njengamankazana ngoba internationally kule Girl Child Project ebe very successful iyenza ukuthi abantu bayenze. So sinase siqale yokuthiwa yi-Boy Child Project iseyunivesithi yeZimbabwe. Sizayikhulisa isiya kumayunivesithi wonke ngoba besizama ukuthi sibone ukuthi ingasebenza na. Ababili uThamuka Hobe lo Daniel Zinyama bahambe eVictoria Falls lapho kade kule umhlangano wabontanga ukuthi bafundiswe ukuba zinkokheli. Simangele sebebuya bethwele iprize yakhona i-award ka-2021. Bafike khonale bafa lobunzima ekukhulumeni bazwisane ukuthi kufanele ukuba le Boy Child Project ehamba idlelana le-Girl Child Project ukuthi sibe labontanga abalobudlelwana abangaphikisana nayo isikhathi sonke ngoba bafanele ukuthi bahlangane benze imuli ezizathatha isizwe lisise phambili.
Hayi, siyakuzwa, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni and then we'll come back to you shortly. Marvelous. I would like to bring in Mr. Box on this one here. Mr. Box, you heard there, we slightly touched on the girl child, and I'm a little curious about that. How prevalent is drug abuse amongst the girl child in Zimbabwe?
So thank you so much, my dear brother. We don't have official statistics or data on how, you know, the issue of drug use is impacted on the girl child or women per se, but the anecdotal evidence on the ground, it points out that a lot of our girl sisters or sisters, they've been affected by illicit drug use in Zimbabwe. So it's also an area of concern and also an area which is subject to official studies. But the anecdotal evidence on the ground, it actually points out that no, illicit drug use is actually being used by the girl child or being used on the girl child, you know, by these other killing youngsters so that they take advantage of the girl child. It's also a cause for concern.
Marvelous.
Ndombo wodzoka kwamuri vabox. Munhu angazive sei kuti mwana tomboti uri amai ungazive sei kuti akutora zvinodhaka izvi uyezve kana vachinge vaziya vanofanira kuita sei vangabatsirike sei?
Chinoita kuti vabereki kazhinji vazive kuti mwana akutora madrugs, chekutanga pane yatinotiyo behavioral change. Kana mwana anga ari kubuda ivhu kuti achienda kuchikoro kuyunivhesiti kana kupi, akanyatsokama akacheka zvakanaka naka appearance yake yakanaka, asozongoona mwana akuita atingatiwo malocks kana kuti mwana angopfeka zvinganzwisiki even kana chikafu, kana mwana aidya iye half a plate of sadza, wozoona mwana akurova maplates maviri matatu esadza. kana kuti mwana uchitaura naye nyaya yongoda mwana uya akotsira is no longer active, is no longer took her to be in that house like what he used to do before. It's also an indicator nekuti mwana uyu something is happening to him or to her. Even respect mapindurira munoita mumba kupindurana amai nababa kana kuti baba nemwana kune umwe kupindura kwauyo sinoti uyu mwana uyu something is happening is also an indicator yekuti mwana uyu aringa akutora zvinodhaka. In such a situation tinokurudzira kuti maparents asike professional help from counselors, social workers kuti vaexplain zviri kuitika kune mwana so that they can also get some interpretations professionally and mwana anogona kubatsirwa zvinhu zvisati zvaenda zvisati zvaenderera mberi. Ndo zvandingadi kusheya nenyika yeZimbabwe.
Kune nzvimbo here dziri kuwanikwa dzichipa rubatsiro kune vana vanenge vakadai? Uyezve pane mumwe mubvunzo wabvunzwa naMike wekuti muri kuona vasikana vachitorawo here zvinodhaka izvi tichienzanisa neuwandu hwevakomana? Nekuti mavhidhiyo atinowanzoona tinoona vari vakomana nyanya, asi zvii zvamuri kuona mamuri kushanda imomo?
Ndine urombo sisimavelas kukuzivisai kuti Zimbabwe haina mapublic rehabilitation centers anobatsira vanasikana kana vanakomana vanoshandisa zvinodhaka. Zimbabwe ine dzimba dzatingati izvo dzinobatsira vaya vanonzi vane mental health, and ine urombo kushandisa iri shoko rekuti vaya vanonzi mapenzi, right? Ndo zvatinazvo kuZimbabwe. Saka munhu anoshandisa madrugs haasi munhu uya ane mental health, haasi munhu watingati ari kupenga. Munhu akangoitawo seni kana seni sisimavelas, asi munhu arida kubatsirwa through professional help kuti anyatsotreatwa zvakanakanaka so that munhu uye asiyane nenyaya dzemadrugs. Kana vari vana vechidiki vasikana, ichokwadi kuti vasikana vari mune zvemadrugs ende vazhinji vacho nekutaura kwatinoita nevamwe vabereki vanenge vauya kwatiri vanotaura kuti ano mwana wangu ari kutizvo kana pamba pasina munhu ari kugona kungotora kana anything onotengesa, wozoona mwana uya wodzoka kana time time aita se asanzwisike kuti chaichitika paari. Is either anogona kungosvika achivata kana kuti anodzoka oita pamuromo mumba yemo nevamwe vana vanenge varimo. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatikakwanisa kuwana mutsvagurudzo nemaparents anoyawo kwatiri vachitaura nezvazvo. Saka Zimbabwe inoda iwo atinoti mapublic health institutions for treating people with drugs. Macurrent institutions ariko mamental health institutions, they are not the rightful place for people with drugs nekuti anounza yatinondiwa pachirungu stigmatization kana discrimination. Hakuna chiremba anoshandisa madrugs anokora anoda kunzi akaendeswa iye kumba yemapenzi nekuti ainge ashandisa madrugs, asi anoda kuendeswa iye kune ana mazvikokota vanorapa vana vanoshandisa madrugs.
All right, Mr. Boxer, let us hold you there for 1 second. We hear Uthi Silomlaleli. We have a caller who's joining us. Mav and Diva Richard Moyo Sagandanch Kumbrok Mbatwari.
Vamoyo Makadiko.
Tinotenda Makadiko, awa ndiraiti zvei chitori tuna mai moyo tiri takachiona zvedu show yenyu ipapa apa ema ye zvinodhaka.
Tipei mai moyo, tikutaura mai moyo.
Okay, varipo vakatirira.
Mai moyo. Kwaziwai Makadiko.
Tofara hedu Makadiko henyuwo.
Aiwa tiripo, muri kuinzwa iri mugango iyi nyaya yekutora zvinodhaka. Munoona sei zviriko here kwamuri ikoko kuSouth Africa, uyezve muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi?
Iye zvinorwadza senini ndinotakura nhumbu kuenda kulabor. Chokwadi zvakaoma. Zvakaoma zvisingai zvatinoona muno kuno kwatiri kuPretoria neMafias. Kune inonzi nyaupe, kune inonzi nyaupe. Nyaupe yakashata. Ameno vanoti vakainwa vakadya zvinhu zvacho izvozvozvo havadyi chikafu, vane vakungodya zvinhu zvakaita mazimba nemasuitsi chete. Munhu wacho abve apere, anopera zvokuti kana ukamuona so uri mukadzi unobuda misodzi kuti konhai ivo amai vakazvara vachiona zvakadai. Shuwa ndosaka muchiona vakadzi vazhinji vachibatwa nemaBP vachienda kuzvipatara mahigh blood akakwira. Inyaya yevana nokuti vakatora zvinodhaka izvi shuwa zvinorwadza. Ukamuona unorara akamira souna akatorara akamira kana kuti achifamba.
Saka muri kumboona vamwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe here zviri panzvimbo idzodzi dziri kutorwa zvinodhaka izvozvo muSouth Africa?
Zvirimo, zvirimo, tinozviona uko kune kunonzi N4 kugateway uko. Variko vatojoina asi havana kuwanda seve munomu. But woto zvibvunza kuti ko uyu munhu kana adaiso achadzoka kumba here uyezve amai vake vabereki vake vanofila sei nokuti mazuva anoka kune mafoni vanotora mafoto kavachisenda kuti mwana wanhingi ari kuita zvakadai uyu ari papapa uone zvaanenge ari china vanozvibaya vanobayana mainjection hanzi mabluetooth vanobaya ropa romumwe anenge adhaka ne drug iroro oisa mune mumwe obaya hanzi bluetooth obaya futi ropa riya ropina muno mune mumwe futi apa zvirwere futi vanobva vatapurana zvirwere zvinotapurana through ropa saka watoona kuti shuwa chokwadi sesu ana amai inimwe wangu unorwadza kuti chokwadi ndinofara kuti ndava nemwana but mangwana mwana wacho unobva kuisa muchipatara kuzvara une uchizvaraura shuwa kuzvaraura chaiko
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mai moyo mabva manyatsotipa tabva taona zviri kuitika ikoko kuSouth Africa musanete kugara muchitsigira chirongwa
Aiwa, tinotenda chirongwa tinotsigira tarichitokutarisa ipapa
Aiwa, tinotenda muve nezuva rakanaka Mike, ndirikuona Linda Masarira ari kunyora apa kuti fonai nditaurewo zvandakasangana nazvo saka tusa ngavafone tinzwewo nekuti ivo vane mwanawo akambotarisana nedambudziko irori over to you Mike.
All right, whilst we wait for our producer to call Linda Masarira, I would like to bring Mrs. Holland back onto the program. Mrs. Holland, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Yes, so I'd like to delve into something here. We've talked to different experts here on the reasons as to what's triggering the increase in amongst young people taking drugs. So I'm a little curious here because one of the biggest things that they've cited is the issue towards unemployment. Now, seeing as though it's continuing by the day, how do we fix this drug issue amongst the youth?
Okay. I think that in Zimbabwe, we've got an economic challenge which comes to cover the entire society where professionals are on very low pay. There is a collapse of public health institutions because the 19 mutations requirements have pushed people into new areas of poverty and actual strife. So in Zimbabwe, what we are hearing is that the people peddling drugs are actually totally within the entire society, right up to the actual policymakers themselves. Mm-hmm. And so when a problem has become like that, I don't think we should despair. We are taking a look at history, what happened in Western countries when they face the similar situation like the alcohol in the United States of America and all these different plagues that have blighted society when they were down. And what we are doing is going back into the roots of how you then address the situation without feeling that it cannot be dealt with. Because it's really an all-embroiling situation. The girl child is very much involved, we discovered recently, because they are dependent on sugar daddies, the atoms. And then they go to their own cohort for love, and that they are as involved in drugs as the boys, which is a new phenomenon. And that the parents find that the children have places where they go and actually get the different drugs that the others are talking about until they have finished them. But they get money from their parents. So things are stolen in the house. All valuables are stolen by these children to go into those homes where they are like hubs, which
sell the drugs to them. So they take those drugs collectively with stolen money. And the situation is actually very serious. Mm. How we are reacting to that is recognizing that institutional, formal support systems cannot be expected to come from the state alone. We realize that as great-grandparents, which I am, grandparents, parents, we need to stand together street by street, community by community, family by family, and deal with the problem from the grassroots going up, which is why we have set up a formal Going Child project to partner the very successful UN-supported worldwide donor-funded Girl Child project so that the two learn positive human values. And we are looking at Ubuntu and all the positive values there where people respect themselves, respect one another, respect their family, understand they have to be involved in production, value addition, green entrepreneurship, because COVID-19 demands you actually think more about home-based businesses. We get kids understanding the importance of digitalization, the importance of being Wi-Fi connected, and actually the ones who are doing well have actually been a very big impact influence on the ones that are still hanging in there. And our new connection with the Acadia, the subcommittee in health, is important in that they have a very sophisticated Western grasp of many issues.
Right.
And our link with them, they benefit from what we are doing, we benefit from what they are doing. Because with us, it's family first. Because in Africa, family is the lowest economic unit.
Right.
So we are trying to build that up. Whereas with them, there is a different type of community, which is very Western, but it's very strong community. They believe that as colored, they have specific historic identifiable qualities.
Can I just hold you for one second?
From one another.
All right, let me just hold you there for one second. Marvelous, I hear we have Mrs. Masarira on the line. Could you quickly take her, and then we're going to need to wrap up because there's only 8 minutes left.
Makati Mshare Linda Masarira.
Makati
I watiri wadi nyaya iripa na pamaizu. Watukutora nyaya kutorwa kwe jino daka. Nyanya neve chidiki. Takaona imi mchimbota uraonya ya ya kaitika ukuwa muri mungambo titana ngurauti shaka famba sayi uyeje mwana sayi parishu
mwana awe nane hake kasi ndinora mbosa angu ndishukuru kura neshe na uyenda shandaka sangana naso muka tunagura rama nichieza oku pakuru ziro kune mamwe madzimai medzine mwuri ziri kutarisa nao neva anava nende wangu kangani nchua kidambu zike ilo reili rana mtuo ilo onesho zishino daka shakasia na kiyana na nabrungu ati ndi mwagara nchua kujokera kuna uye kuti musikoro za kiri kuhisa wanarebish muna zijinji zili kuhitika imomu shatakato zozidza o chalenge sa mwana wangu kuri rehabilitation center kutota wana kutu isi kuchikoro to itenge selwa nema teacher chayo iso zoshino daka saka nambu zikora kikore naro muno munyika raka dama singa viri shekuti wadwa shinchi wadwa kutora nye ye defensive value asi the rot that we have in the society is very deep saka saka kosa neche kuti wabere kiti gone kuziga kuti wana mshikoro matuko waende samaka mirase kunyanya mshikoro zema bodi hizo zishiri umaruwa nebo ndo murugu itika osa kawanda kana hizo zazo shiri mukati muno mema doroba tambu zikoracho rino ntuisa kiti wana wa shindi wariku itesho zishiri zino daka wana skana wariku shita ntuma wimba makawo na kuti kukundi kune wa skana wano shika 5,000 wakabata pamuhiri tabu ziko nochi kipasa nyeye shino daka wano wongo wariku tani sabu kuhirewa na komana asina wana skana wariku shita wana skana wariku mabronko wana skana wariku chora mchoriro iwayo ndo wapa kushika pakuno mbunyi kibirwa newa komana wawa ningwa chingwa na wawa chika pakuno bata pamuhiri Taka dambu ziko latina rakato mzama shukurusa. Reuti rukuta ma stakeholders ese. Kubaku urumende kuti CSO vakere kiwa na rumu community. Kuti mbone kuno batana kwa kuno wakane kutizara na redu. Kuti isu shimu shimu umuraya upenu. Kunoona sakare kuti kwa niti kidwa maria bilitese senta. Ano gona kuti wakira wana avale kuwa ita kuti warege isu shimu daka. Mchika tarisa kuna mzimbabu parishimu. Tinana amezi. Tinanango mahuru kurende swavana wa nengera ita dambu zikuna shimu daka. I said these are not professional institutions to deal with drug addiction. Because my institutions are, they are meant to deal with mental health issues. So we really have a crisis in Zimbabwe, which needs urgent attention, which needs all hands on the deck. It is unfortunate that in Zimbabwe right now, one wants to play the blame game. Kuti makataza kurera mwana. Asi pasi vanhu kuvataura kuti mugono wekurenda asinai. Haizvi nyaya yekubakumungidzana kana kuti kana kutadza kurera. Nekuti nyaya yekubuiwa nekutorwa kwezvinodhaka. Iriko yapararira nyika yose. Kana vari kuenda mumabasa chaiwo kutimati angava madhokotera manesi maloya vazhinji vakutambudzwa nekuti worega sei kutora zvinhu zvinodhaka zvakatanga vachiri kuchikoro asi zvakuvatambudza kurega hanikatotaura mauniversity mauniversity wese vatorimo vanotozika vanomakoleji vomo vanotengesa madrugs asi chikuru ndechekuti munhu wese ari kuziva pari kutengesa madrugs ngaende kunoripota tichiona kuti mapurisa aya asunga zvakare tichigadzirisawo zvirongwa zvekuti vari kutambudzwa nezvinodhaka izvi vagone kunobatsirwa vachikunda kunobuda mumahabits iwayo.
All right, Mai Masarira, unfortunately, Marvelous, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just wanted to know that, like, you know, having dealt with the issue, do you think there's a way that, you know, it can be resolved? But just say it in 30 seconds because our time is up.
Right.
The way it can be resolved is we need collective action from all stakeholders involved. We need to rehabilitate those who are affected. And all drug peddlers and drug pushers should be arrested and convicted, not just to be arrested and given bail. Because if you don't give an example or set an example to a few that would have been arrested and peace penalties, drug pushers and peddlers will keep on peddling the drugs and affecting our society and future generations to come.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you so much, Mai Masarira. Right, Mthandazo, ngicela lapha, you're going to get the last word. You're the one who deals hands-on with a lot of young people who have taken drugs. Sigqiba uhlelo lwethu, could you please tell people where they can access more information about Reach About Trust? And of course, if not Reach About Trust, where can they go if they're really in need of assistance, if they find themselves in this predicament?
Okay. You can call me on 072-399.
Your line is not very clear, Mthandazo.
Let's go to Mr. Box.
All right, Mthandazo, we're going to have to, unfortunately, let's go to Mr. Box. Mr. Box, last words.
Thank you so much. As Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network, in partnership with the Ministry of Health, we've actually come up with the Zimbabwe Drug Master Plan. The Master Plan is launched last year in December. It actually gives strategies and ways on how best people who use drugs can be assisted. So as an organization, we do refer all those with problematic drug use challenges to specialists who are in Zimbabwe. They can also get us on our website, which is www.zcldnzim.org.zw, or you can always give them our number so that they can actually get in touch with us, and we can always help all those with drug use challenges. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mthandazo, let's try you one more time. Your number quickly so that people know how to get you.
0772-9973.
One more time, because that wasn't very clear.
0772-399-734.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mthandazo Ndlovu, for taking the time out to join us. Amuria Zimbabwe, unfortunately, chino buruka, chino mara, all fun things sometimes have to come to an end. We have reached the tail end of our show. Namhlanje kuhlelo, 1 minute left. Amuria Zimbabwe, Nasim Chirongo, we're touching on several different things, amongst them the COVID-19 pandemic in Zimbabwe. We're talking about the drug issue, and we also showed you what's happening here in America during a time whereby our President Joe Biden just finished his first 100 days in office. Muriya Zimbabwe, I'm your host, Mike Kove. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya. We are just to thank our guest, Linda Masarira, Amaisi Kaisolende, Wilson.
Thank you so much for joining us. Let's meet the same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.